Report, New York Times editor claims paper is not anti-Trump. By Hannah Blow on June 6, 2019. A New York Times deputy managing editor reportedly denied the paper's status as a prominent anti-Trump publication during a FT Future of News event Thursday. The Financial Times FT Future of News event, which is designed to facilitate discussions between top media and advertising executives, editors, academic, S and technology leaders, took place in New York Thursday. Trust and transparency remain key issues, as the Fourth Estate becomes entangled in the polarization of American politics, and the major technology platforms struggle to clamp down on the use of fake news to derail democracy, the event overview stated. This year's speakers included Marty Baron, executive editor of The Washington Post, Radhika Jones, editor-in-chief of Vanity Fair, Don Lemon, anchor and correspondent for CNN, Samantha Berry, editor-in-chief of Glamour, and Rebecca Blumenstein, deputy managing editor of The New York Times. Blumenstein reportedly used her platform at the event to deny the Times' role in promoting deliberate anti-Trump news. She was quoted saying, "We are in no way anti-Trump. We are in no way anti-Trump." Neat deputy managing editor at Were Blumenstein on the panel at hashtag FTFutureNews at flivpic.twitter.com/renewphones5. Charlotte Willis, at Lottie Willis, June 6, 2019. We are in no way anti-Trump. Rebecca Blumenstein, deputy managing editor, New York Times. Claire Atkinson, at Claritke, June 6, 2019. Rebecca Blumenstein of Neat says challenges from Trump have had clarifying impact on mission. Ads Facebook and Twitter are also perpetrators of the fake news crisis. Hashtag FTFutureNews. Connor Ryan, at Connor Trian, June 6, 2019. From the time of President Trump's political inception, the New York Times has issued a full-out assault. In 2017, James O'Keefe's Project Veritas caught Nicholas Dudich, who was the Times audience strategy editor at the time, admitting to a range of ethical violations. "My imprint is on every video we do," he said. He added that he always made sure that anti-Trump stories were prioritized. "I target his business, his dumb FK son of a son Don Jr. and Eric. So they're running Trump, like, the Trump business target that. Get people to boycott his hotels," Dudich added. More recently, Times columnist Paul Krugman described Trump as a racist who uses charged rhetoric to win elections. Trump responded to the criticism on Twitter. Donald J. Trump, at Real Donald Trump, April 23, 2019. "I wonder if the New York Times will apologize to me a second time, as they did after the 2016 election. But this one will have to be a far bigger and better apology. On this one they will have to get down on their knees and beg for forgiveness. They are truly the enemy of the people." Donald J. Trump, at Real Donald Trump, April 23, 2019. The Times hit back, scolding Trump for describing it as an enemy of the people. "The phrase enemy of the people is not just false, it's dangerous. It has an ugly history of being wielded by dictators and tyrants who sought to control public information." Neat Publishers' response from February to the president's attacks on media. New York Times Communications, at Neat Times per, April 23, 2019. In May, the paper published a misleading report titled, "Trump Admits to Russia Helping Me to Get Elected." It was based on an awkwardly worded tweet that came from the president earlier in the day. "Russia, Russia, Russia. That's all you heard at the beginning of this witch hunt hoax. And now Russia has disappeared because I had nothing to do with Russia helping me to get elected. It was a crime that didn't exist. So now the Dems and their partner, the fake news media." Donald J. Trump, at Real Donald Trump, May 30, 2019. "Say he fought back against this phony crime that didn't exist. This horrendous false accusation, and he shouldn't fight back, he should just sit back and take it. Could this be obstruction? No. Mueller didn't find obstruction either. Presidential harassment." Donald J. Trump, at Real Donald Trump, May 30, 2019. Although it was clear Trump was denying the existence of collusion, the Times didn't see it that way. As Breitbart News reported at the time, the Times added that Trump has avoided saying publicly that Russia helped him win the presidency in 2016 through its election interference. The implication of that sentence is that Trump might have said so, or thought so, privately. It also presumes Russia actually helped him win. Shortly thereafter, Trump told reporters, "No, Russia did not help me get elected. Do you know who got me elected? Do you know who got me elected? I got me elected. Russia didn't help me at all. Russia, if anything, I think, helped the other side. What you ought to ask is this, do you think the media helped Hillary Clinton get elected?" The Times also recently published a controversial editorial, partially blaming the rise of anti-Semitism on Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and Trump specifically. The Times faced a political firestorm a month prior after featuring an anti-Semitic cartoon depicting Netanyahu as a dog, leading along a blind Trump. Additionally, the publication faced immense criticism after publishing an incomplete piece on Trump's tax returns, in part by failing to note the reality of New York City's real estate crash. As Breitbart News reported, the Times story on Trump's taxes does not include the condition of the New York City real estate market in those years, although every link to data in this article, saving the Furman Center study, is to articles in the New York Times. This is not the first time the Times has declared Trump a business failure. In 1991, when the losses the New York Times reported on this week were mounting, Times columnist Floyd Norris declared that Trump's financial troubles meant the Trump era will never be the same. Trump has already credited a future 2020 win to the paper. "We're going to win another 4 years for a lot of reasons. Most importantly because our country is starting to do well again and we're being respected again," Trump told The Times' Michael Schmidt in a December 2017 interview. "But another reason that I'm going to win another 4 years is because newspapers, television, all forms of media will tank if I'm not there because without me, their ratings are going down the tubes," Trump continued. "Without me, the New York Times will indeed be not the failing New York Times, but the failed New York Times," he added. "So they basically have to let me win."